This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Family Time on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Julia Jacobs. And joining me on the show today is Rachel Kwas, a child and family development specialist and a contributor with Happy Go KL. With Christmas just around the corner, we are going to be discussing the Kindness Advent Calendar. Hello, Rachel. Welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Okay, not too bad. You know, Christmas is coming, so there's a lot of panic. a lot of joy, but a lot of panic. And, you know, the constant, what am I getting for Christmas?
That's right. Oh, yeah. My goodness. It's been such a fun season for us. I can't wait to tell you more about it.
Yes. And okay, so I know that, you know, leading up to Christmas, you and your family started something which you call a Kindness Advent Calendar. And I mean, that's something that morphed from something else. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So for 25 days, basically, Ella Grace and I go out and do a random act of kindness. And how this really started is at our church, they were doing this huge donation drive, and it was called Bags of Joy. And it was just shelf-stable staples. Wow, that's hard to say. and it was just collecting stuff for, you know, refugees and cleaners and people that might not be able to afford to have a really nice Christmas. And so my daughter was about, I think, just under one at that time. And so we took her to go do this thing, and she loved it. She fell in love with the idea with it, and I thought, oh my goodness. And this started this kindness revolution, as we call it. And so every year now, we've started doing this thing where she goes out and looks for something kind that she can do for someone else.
Okay, so it's basically acts of kindness as opposed to buying gifts of some sort, or it's a mix of both?
It's a mix. It's Ella Grace comes out with whatever she wants to get. I usually have a sort of idea. I have a list, like an emergency mom list of like what we can do today. But what I've noticed is as she gets older, you know, she's 3 now, turning 4 next year, she can come out with her ideas. So that's been really, really, really cool to watch.
That's wonderful. So, I mean, what are some of her ideas? I mean, what are the ideas of a 3-year-old? That's magical, I think.
Oh, my favorite one was we were at the mall the other day, and they had this huge carousel. And so we're watching them go on this carousel, and she sees this little girl with like a friend who's just watching. And she said, "Mama, let's go ask her if she wants to go on the carousel with us." And, you know, and the beautiful thing about toddlers is they don't need a lot of words, yeah, right? And so she goes up to this girl, and I said, "Okay, you go ahead." She goes up to this girl, and she said, "Go ride with me." And the mom's like, "Huh?" And then, no. and then we're like trying to explain, "No, we're going to buy the little girl a ticket and the friend if he would like," but the friend was like, "No, I'm not getting on this thing." But so anyway, so she peeks her hand, and they go off, and they hold hands, and they go on this carousel ride, and it's the most beautiful thing in the world because it's just kindness. Mm-hmm. And it's and they both got it, and her mom and I, and that's the other thing that I want to point out, is her mom and I had this sort of moment of like, you know, these are our kids and this is our world. And I've seen this happen again and again and again, where she does this one small act of kindness and it sort of catapults into this huge, like, kumbaya moment. We were on the plane at the terminal on the way home. And so we call her the candy cane elf. So she bought these boxes of candy canes and she's giving it out to everybody. And at the start, you know, everyone's all there's huge tension. Yeah. Everyone is rushing. Everyone's like, "Are we going to make this plane?" You know, there's like 50,000 kids. Are we going to survive this trip? And after she gives out these candy canes, you know, everybody's sort of, because everybody's friends now. Yeah. Oh, it's that little girl. Oh, you know, we shared. And the most beautiful part is, and this has happened again and again and again and again, is it starts this chain of kindness. And so this other guy came in, saw her giving out M&Ms, giving out candy canes, comes and gives her this huge bag of M&Ms.
Wow.
And she just goes, "I got M&Ms." And she gets it and she understands and appreciates what it's like to be seen and heard and just that gift.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, it's always that pay it forward as well, right?
Yes.
You know, people will then kind of say, "Well, this is a wonderful idea. This lightens the mood. This makes everyone happy. Let me try it as well."
Yes, I mean, part of what's been so cool to watch for me as a mom, not so much a child and family development specialist, but as a mom, is watching all these other moms, you know, it's like this kumbaya mama tribe, watching them go out and do their kindness event. And to know that, like, your little girl is making a change in the world, you know, as being the good, being the light. Another thing that we got the other day is she had gone out to the mall and we had exchanged these old makeup cases, and they have this recycling program and you get lipsticks, brand new lipsticks. And then she had gone out and she always picks like who she's, I have no idea. I don't know what her criteria is, but she basically hunts someone down and people normally don't notice her. So she like has to run after them for a while and she goes, excuse me. And then after a while they notice, oh, there's this kid. What does this kid want? And then their reaction is always like, what do you want? Like, no, not interested. No, thank you. I'm not buying it. So she's like, excuse me, Merry Christmas. And she gives it to the lady. And so we're walking around the mall and I get this phone call and this lady had came back, hunted us down, got a box of chocolates and balloons for her to say thank you so much. And we're like, no, no, we're trying to teach her that, like, you know, you give without getting anything in return. Mm-hmm. And she said, no, I want her to know how much I appreciated it. Like, that made my Christmas.
That's wonderful.
And so that, I mean, if there's one thing that has taught us how important this is, it's just that, you know, it takes one act. It takes one act and it changes the world by your one act. And it doesn't have to be an adult. Mm-hmm. It's a three-year-old kid saying, excuse me, Merry Christmas, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, that's wonderful because, you know, I'm guessing that lady must have been also in the midst of all this Christmas chaos, right?
Chaos, absolutely. You know? I mean, have you been to mall lately? It's chaos.
I am avoiding them like the plague, but I have to face up soon enough. So, you know, it's so nice to have that kind of, that moment, like you said, you know, that peaceful, that yes, this is what Christmas is all about,
yes.
You know. It's about giving, it's about kindness, it's about love.
Right. And I think for us also, I mean, and that's the thing that I want everyone to know is that it's not, I know like a lot of our kindness advent has been about giving people stuff, but you don't actually have to buy anything.
Yeah.
You know, one of her kindness advent was just showing up for an event, showing up for some friends that had practiced their carols and saying, I will stand with you. I will cheer you on. I will sit here and be so proud of you, right? I will sing along. So that an act of kindness doesn't have to be big or loud. An act of kindness can be as small as I'm just going to show up for you and make space for you.
And I imagine, you know, anyone listening would also be interested to know, how do I even get started on an advent calendar? I mean, because there is, I suppose, like, you know, it's so many days that you do it, right? If you want to be that kind of,
so if you want a cheat sheet, I've sort of compiled one in Happy Go KL, which is the website that I write for. And I write in the Kachal Mama, so you can look under that. So there's a cheat sheet on there, but really I have 5 tips. So the first thing is it's child-led, which means really involve your child to explain to them what's going to happen. And that, remember, we started this when she was 1. Mm-hmm. So even at 1, they understand. I mean, what more at 5 or 10 or 15? You know, they're going to get it. Child-led. And the reason why I say child-led is because then they're going to take ownership of it, right? This Ella Grace going up to that little girl asking if she'd like to go on the carousel with her, that was completely child-led. Mm-hmm. And more so than that, it was so much more powerful because she understood what she was doing. She's seen the way other people react when she does an act of kindness. And so then she's going to go out in the world and look for ways to be kind to other people. The second thing is to sit down, then you gather ideas and you say, what can we do today? What do you want to do for your kindness event? Now, the other day, Daddy had this brilliant idea as he lost his mind. He was like, let's bake cookies for the church. I'm like, Daddy, our church is like 2,000 people. This is a terrible idea. So we bought chocolates instead. So we gather ideas and then we sift through the ideas and we say, okay, is this realistic? But more so than that, I think as a mom, you have so much on your plate. And sometimes it's okay to say, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that idea, but it'd be beautiful to bake cookies for the whole church, but Mama's tired and Mama doesn't like baking. And then the third tip is to then you execute, right? Then you let, but more so than that, when you execute, you have to be present as a parent, but don't take over. So part of it is sometimes I have to sit on my hands and watch her chase after people and go, excuse me. And it's so like heartbreaking because you're like, look at her. She's trying to be nice to you. Will you just give her extra attention? Or like, you know, sometimes you come across mean people and they'll be like, no, like, bleh. Yeah. And you're like, why would you be mean to a child? And then I have to take a step back as a mom, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have to say, this is the lesson that she's learning. She's learning, how do I be graceful when someone's mean to me? Or maybe there's a different approach I should take. know, she realized that she couldn't just shove the candy in their faces. Mm. She needed to say, excuse me, and then get the attention. So be present, but don't take over. Because, and my last most important tip is let the magic happen. You know, you will watch. There's so much unspoken messages. Like, she doesn't have a lot of words, but you see the way she lights up and you see the way they light up. And it's just magic. I mean, I think it's sort of almost terribly addictive to watch them just get it. And then we can't wait every day. And at the end of this, I know that part of starting this thing is that this won't be just for 25 days. Mm-hmm. This will be for the rest of the year, because she's understood, deeply understood, and grasped the lesson now.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that, like you said, it doesn't have to have an age limit, right?
Yes.
You know, it can go on for 15-year-olds, 20-year-olds, right. Anyone, adults can do it.
Adults, yeah. I mean, the other day, we call it reverse kindness advent, where she does an act of kindness and then somebody else does an act of kindness. Yeah. So remember how I said, like, I was like, I'm not baking cookies. Well, we went to church and somebody had baked us an entire bag of homemade cookies for the church. And you're like, wow, you're amazing. And this was an adult that had done this, or young adult. So yeah, it crosses all avenues.
Okay, that's wonderful. And as you said, you know, there's a cheat sheet on the Happy Go KL website.
Yes.
And you know, everything is there, and it's not too late to start. It doesn't have to be 25 days.
No, doesn't have to be 25 days. It can be one day. It can be just paying for saying thank you.
Yeah.
Just saying thank you. That's a big thing that we make her do, is we make her, you know, like I said, show up for the carols, and then you thank everybody. Thank you for practicing so hard to sing songs for me.
Okay. You know, so Rachel, we were saying that it doesn't have to be just for kids. You know, adults can do it. And I'm sure you've got some other ways that you know, collaborate with other mamas to, you know, kind of keep this going, right? You know,
absolutely. So one of the really fun things that our mama tribe did this year is that we all share the same pediatrician, right? Because that's the beauty of mama tribe, is that who's the best plumber? Who's the best pediatrician? So we all share the same pediatrician. And our pediatrician, every year he goes on holiday and he always sends out this email. Like, I'm supposed to pretend that I'm not going to read this email, but I am going to read this email. But I promised my wife and kids that I will be present for this holiday. And so that has always been on our minds, that you know, these pediatricians and all these people that come help us have families too. And so what Mama Tribe and us did this year was we got this huge bottle of fancy wine for our pediatrician's wife. And it says, and I don't know if you've seen those Christmas tags, and it says, our child might be the reason you drink. So we put, our children might be the reason you drink. Merry Christmas!
Get into the spirit of the season with
That's
some
right.
spirits.
So that's how adults can help too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And any other ways that you guys get together and, you know, kind of, I guess, you know, the best thing is for you to also lead the way as well, right? You know, children see you leading the example and then they follow. They need like real life examples as well.
Right. So one of the things that Ella Grace and I, and Daddy too, I should include Daddy. Daddy really is a part of this. I mean, he's just silent and steady, but he's a part of this too. So throughout the year, we collect our change, because who wants to have change in their pockets, right? Mm-hmm. So throughout the year, we have this little jar with change. And Ella Grace's favorite part is putting the change in the bucket. But, you know, it's sort of like, as a mom, you're always like, does she really understand where this change is going? Does she understand the concept of saving? Does she understand the concept of this is going towards something big? And so my friend Chantel is doing this awesome charity drive, and it's going to be, and that's the thing, you know, it's as little as, it's just 50 ringgit, mm-hmm. right? So everybody just donates 50 ringgit. And it's going to feed kids in rural areas that don't have food. Buy a bag of rice, you know, shelf-stable staples that will last them for a while. But anyway, so we put all this change into a change bucket, and then she gets to take this bag of change to the bank, pour it into the machine, and see how much that is.
Lovely.
And then, you know, like, so it's 50 ringgit, right? So then you do a little bit of math and you say, you know, this will get you so many people, or what it's going to do, and you show her pictures. And then she understands, you know, that throughout the year we've been saving for this. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that, again, that kindness advent is not just on Christmas. It's not just for those 25 days, it's the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful idea. And like you said, you know, the impact of that little thing, that 10 cents.
Yes.
From the 1st of January right up till whenever it is Christmas, for example, you know, you see that impact.
Yes. Yeah. And like, you know, like for this little kid to see, like, you know, when you carry it, it's extremely heavy. Like she can't carry the whole thing. But for her, again, a little bit can do so much, which is a running theme, right? Yeah. That one small act of kindness can do so much. One little coin is going to feed a family for a month.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So more information, of course, at Happy Go KL. And any last message you'd like to leave us with, you know, just before Christmas?
I think the biggest thing I want you to know is just that you are the change in the world, right? You have to be the good. You have to be the light. And there's so much cruel and there's so much like awful things, like just turn on the TV and like, it's terrible.
It's depressing, yeah.
And so many times my daughter, well, these little kids to understand how the way the world works, right? And then you're like, how do I sit here and explain? Because, you know, again, my background is respectful parenting, so we don't lie. We're always honest. And then how do I sit here and tell her, well, people, they go up to schools and they shoot them. People steal stuff. People will hurt other people. What can we do about it, right? Because the other big part of respect parenting is let's empower them. And so this is our way of empowering them, of saying, you know, there's a lot of bad in the world, but you can go out and be the good. You can go out and be the catalyst. So you go out there and you be kind.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you,
Jeanette. And Merry Christmas to you and the lovely Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
That was Rachel Quaz, a child and family development specialist and a contributor with Happy Go KL, talking to us about the Kindness Advent Calendar. And as always, you can check out her article at happygokl.com. And as always, if you're looking for some things to do, there are some events still happening over this holiday period. Mud the Musical, The Story of Kuala Lumpur, is being performed at The Platform at Menara Ken in TTDI. It's performed by a young cast from Infinity Junior. There's elements of culture, history. It's performed in English Bahasa with smatterings of Mandarin and Tamil. And you can catch that until right up till this weekend. A Christmas Carol is happening over at Plaza Arcadia in Desa Park City. So you can introduce the kids to Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. This is a fun event for families with kids age 2 and above. There's going to be storytelling, caroling, a song performance by the Gloria Music School, and even some gift exchange and a Christmas party. So that's happening on the 22nd of December from 8 to 9:30 p.m. at the Storybook in Plaza Arcadia. And lastly, there is a traditional dance called Lily of Genie. So Tunas Tari's year-end production will tell a tale of Princess Lily and Princess Lala, two sisters who couldn't be more different from each other. That's happening over at DPAC on the 29th of December at 3 p.m. That's it for this episode and for this year as well. We'll catch up again next year. And as always, if you'd like more information, that website is happygokl.com. This has been Family Time on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.